And we are going to start off with an item that is entitled Candidates Go on the Record. Corporation Commission candidates respond to 5 questions. The Arizona Daily Star asked the 4 candidates for two seats on the Arizona Corporation Commission to answer 5 questions to help voters evaluate their qualifications and positions. Democrats Jim Holloway and Sandra Kennedy responded. Republicans Tom Forsey and Doug Little, who are running as a team, did not. And before I read the first question and answer, I just want to tell you listeners that Mark and I will be taking turns reading questions and answers, and I'm going to start off. It does have a little, tiny little sort of biographies of the people. Jim Holloway has 35 years of experience working on growth, water, energy, land use, economic, and climate issues. He served as Assistant Director of Arizona's Department of Water Resources and a professor of practice at Arizona State University, and has a PhD in land use and water planning. His website is hallway2014.com, and his last name is spelled H-O-L-W-A-Y, hallway2014.com. Sandra Kennedy, who was elected to the Arizona Corporation Commission in 2008, served 1 term. Previously, she served 6 years each in the Arizona House of Representatives and Senate. She is a small business owner and advocate of solar and other renewable energy sources. Her website is sandraforsolar.com. And here is the first question. What qualifies you for a seat on the Corporation Commission? Please include experience you have working with public utilities or securities. And first, Jim Holloway answers. My skills, experience, and leadership approach, together with my commitment to serve all of Arizona, make me the best candidate for the commission. I will bring a forward-looking perspective, a nonpartisan, pragmatic approach, and a proven track record for building consensus solutions. I will represent you and protect ratepayers. I started my career working on energy economics, conducted research on the economic impact of environmental regulations, and worked extensively with water utilities throughout Arizona while leading Arizona's water management programs. In 2010, I was elected to the Central Arizona Project Board of Directors. And now Sandra Kennedy answers the question. I am uniquely qualified. I have the knowledge, experience, and the courage to tackle the tough issues on behalf of Arizona citizens. Being the only candidate who has previously served on the commission during my tenure, nearly 10,000 renewable energy jobs were created, which is more jobs than the 3 largest regulated electric utilities in Arizona. The decisions I make will create an economic comeback for the future of Arizona. I am a staunch consumer advocate who understands the struggles of working and retired people. The average Arizonan finds that today's income has not kept up with the cost of living, and their utility bills keep rising because there is not a consumer advocate who represents them at the ACC. And now here's Mark.
If elected to the commission, what would be your top 3 priorities? And how do these relate to what you see as the biggest challenges facing Arizona utilities? Holloway says, first we must ensure that Arizona has reliable and affordable water and power in an era of decreasing cost, ongoing droughts, greater reliance on intermittent renewable supplies, changing technology, and more stringent environmental controls. I will make sure the ACC is addressing these challenges in an open and transparent manner that involves all, in caps, interested parties. Second, Arizona's largest electric utility is apparently trying to buy this election. Our current commission has refused to act. I will immediately order all utilities to disclose efforts to influence commissioner elections. Third, I will focus on making Arizona a leader in solar energy. Kennedy says, protecting consumers and keeping utility rates down. Restoring an emphasis on solar energy and solar energy jobs. Expediting water conservation as Arizona is entering its 15th year of drought. The current commission, which represents Arizona Public Service, lacks a consumer advocate, and as a consequence, there are rate increases of 22% to 133%. There are 300-plus water companies that are regulated by the ACC, and they need to show that there is an assured 100-year water supply. Today, there are small water utilities hauling water because their wells have gone dry. Question 3 to Jeff.
Thank you, Mark. What effect do you believe global warming has on the environment? What action, such as imposing new taxes or a system of carbon credits, is appropriate for government to take? And Hallway answers first. I am running to represent all of Arizona on issues like climate change, where we are divided. We need to find common ground for action. Personally, I believe global warming is impacting our water and energy demand and supply. Personally, I believe global warming is impacting our water and energy demand and supply and our quality of life. I will work to find agreement on facing a future that is uncertain and to set policies that are robust and adaptable whether or not global warming impacts us. Making Arizona a leader on solar energy as well as energy and water efficiency will build a strong economy and best prepare us to face this uncertain future. And now Sandra Kennedy replies to the question. Climate models indicate Arizona will get hotter and drier with torrential rain at times. The only action that the Commission has authority over is requiring renewable energy in Arizona's energy portfolio. All the other options are for the legislature and/or Congress. Anyone who asserts otherwise doesn't understand the powers and duties of the Corporation Commission. Back over to Mark.
Electric rates are being pressured upward by a variety of factors, including new federal emission control rules. How would you protect ratepayers from higher rates? Hallway begins. Representing ratepayers is the Commission's job and my top priority. Emission controls are increasing our costs and pushing utilities to convert from coal to natural gas. Although controls are both necessary and important to public health, we must look for opportunities to minimize the costs and allow time to efficiently and affordably bring new supplies, such as solar energy, online. I am committed to bringing all interested parties together to craft workable and affordable solutions. An example of this type of effort is the Compromise Technical Working Group proposal that was developed for the Navajo Generating Station coal plant. Kennedy's response, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the new federal carbon emissions rules, so they are here to stay. Fortunately, with solar prices dropping so rapidly, we are approaching the point where solar is the lowest price and that price won't go up. New nuclear and coal already cost more per kilowatt hour than solar, and natural gas prices could also climb soon. While expanding solar energy in Arizona, we get good jobs locally and a solar infrastructure that sets prices that start by being competitive and then can only go down after time when the solar installations are paid off. Question 5 to Jeff.
Thank you, Mark. The current state standard requires regulated utilities to derive energy equal to 15% of the retail power sales from renewable sources like solar by 2025. Do you think the standard is reasonable, and would you move to reduce or increase it? And Jim Hallway responds first. I support the Renewable Energy Standard. The RES creates a floor for renewable energy investment in our state. This is an investment that I am confident will pay off for Arizona in terms of a growing solar economy, new business opportunities in Arizona, and ultimately a cleaner and less expensive energy supply. However, of the 29 states with RESs, approximately 26 states have higher requirements than Arizona. I will be a strong advocate for exceeding this 15%, and I believe we will do so by relying on market forces and incentives rather than additional mandates. And finally, Sandra Kennedy answers, It has been almost 10 years since the renewable energy standards were promulgated. It is time for the Commission to revisit the issue, and once all the testimony and studies are presented and reviewed, then we can make that decision. More solar may be the best way to prevent rate increases. Mark, over to you.
Thank you, Jeff. It is 8:15. This is Sun Sounds of Arizona.